The chesma days, the Gemara was discussing not only the law but the essay when it comes to malacha and yantiv. So mefurish in Gemara chesma days that there is an essay when it comes to malacha. The sugya in Shabbos chafdal mabeis that there is an essay, and a sugya in Bava Metzia and daf mabeis amid aleph where the Gemara says there's an essay when it comes to Shabbos as well. Our Gemara is talking about yantiv. That sugya in Shabbos chafdal mabeis is talking about sreifas kadshim and yantiv. But Mufurish and Rambam Metzia, that clearly this is the case when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos as well. When you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, in addition to the Isurei Malacha, the Lav, the Rambam mentions, of course, that there are Mitzvos Asei. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos begins with Kuf Nun Dalet. That's the Mitzvos Asei of Shvisa on Shabbos. And the Rambam quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Shmos Chav Gimel, Uvyom Hashvi Tishbos. And therefore, there's an essay when it comes to Shabbos. And then the Rambam, beginning with Kuf Nun Tes, begins speaking about Yantiv. And there, maybe it's somewhat surprising, we've referred to this in the past, the Rambam doesn't just simply have a single mitzvah of refraining from Alacha and Yantiv, a lav and an essay, but the Rambam has a separate mitzvah for each and every Yantiv. In this case, a separate mitzvah sasei for each and every Yantiv. The Rambam has a total of 7 mitzvahs to say when it comes to Yantiv. The Rambam writes, maybe one would think that that indeed is a chiddush, that there's an essay for the first days of Pesach, that's mitzvah Kuf Nun Tes, and mitzvah Kuf Samach, an essay on the last days of Pesach. Then the Rambam Kuf Samach Beis tells you there's an essay on Shavuos, and then the Rambam, the next mitzvah, tells you there's an essay in Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam Kuf Samach Hei, there's an essay when it comes to Yom Kippur, and then the Rambam Kuf Samach Vav, Kuf Samach Zayin, 2 different mitzvahs to say when it comes to Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot and the day of Shmini Atzeres. Why does the Rambam count separate mitzvahs? Because when you look in Parshas Emor, and the Pasuk uses the term Shabbosan and Vikra Chav Gimel, the Torah does not mention it collectively, that there is an essay of Shabbosan and Yantiv, but mentions a separate Pasuk for each and every Yantiv, in each and every part of Yantiv. So the Rambam, following Parshas Mishpatim, following Parshas Emor, that's what the Rambam does in Sefer Mitzvah. So clearly, there's a separate love, there is indeed a separate essay, and that's what our Gemara tells us, that here, ein essay d'cholos essay ve'essay. There is another pasuk the Rambam does not cite, but this is what Tosu cites in Shabbos Samartes, where Tosu cites the pasuk of Ushmartim es ha-Shabbos ki kodesh yivachem, Shmos Laman Avot. Shmartim es ha-Shabbos ki kodesh yivachem in a chiddush, the Tosus writes that indeed is the essay of Shabbos. We've discussed in the past why indeed is that a chiddush, because the Pasuk uses the term Ushmartim, Ushmartim. And maybe one could argue Ushmartim is not an essay. Maybe Ushmartim is a lav, is a lav. But Tosus writes that's the essay of Shabbos. Hishamer is a lav. But not so clear when it comes to Ushmartim. Tosus writes that's the essay. Hoshav Shat, the Ramban, and Aser Sedibros, and Shmos Chav would disagree with it. Because that's where the Ramban writes, Shomer is Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, even though it's not exactly Hishomer, but it's a form of Shmira. Shomer is Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. Tosus writes that Shomer is considered to be alav. Hoshav Shat against that Tosus. But everyone agrees that Shabbos Yantif is a lav and an essay. What's somewhat unclear is as follows. What exactly is included in the essay? If someone were to ask you what's included in the lav, the answer seems to be obvious. No? A person violates any one of the lamitas malacha, shmos Shabbos ayin gimel. You know what? That's the violation of the lav of Shabbos, skila, chatas, kares. What exactly is included in the essay? That is very, very unclear. Our Gemara is talking about a malacha. Our Gemara mentions the possibility that maybe for the purpose of kisui adam, or the purpose of simchas yantif, we'll see, a person can override a malacha. And the Gemara says, absolutely not, because asiyas hamalacha is a lav and an essay, and an essay d'chalos essay ve'essay. So pashut pshat in Gemara, it seems that the essay refers to at least malachos, maybe more. But at least malachos, that's what our Gemara is talking about. A person should be able to violate a malacha daraisa for the purpose of a mitzvah sasei, and the Gemara rejects it because of a nesi dechalos sasei vesei. So the starting point, what seems to be explicit in Gemara, at least in Sugya, is it applies to isurei malacha. Is it limited to isurei malacha? Could one argue that no, maybe it applies to isurei malacha and more? Or maybe one could even suggest it doesn't apply to Yisur Malacha. That we'll have to see. We'll have to see how to understand indeed our sugya. But to what does it apply? What exactly is included in the essay of Shabbos, in the essay of Yantin? When you look in the sugya in Yavamos and Afema days, there the Gemara says something you were taught when you were very, very young. No, but the details of that sugya are very, very critical. Rahman al-Islam. Now, a father, a mother, tells you to be Mechalo Shabbos. The Gemara says the following, a great Chiddush, Yachal Yishmala, Yachal Yishmala. Maybe you would think that you should listen to them. Well, the Gemara doesn't explain why would you think you should listen to them, but that's the Hamrim the Gemara says. Maybe you would think you have to listen to parents. The Teretz of the Gemara is a very great Chiddush. The Gemara answers, Apostle, Apostle, Kabed Esavicha Vesinecha, but, Achesh Avsosei Tishmaru, Kulcham Chayavim Bechodi. Wow. So a Havamina, and seemingly even more than a Havamina, this is what I really would have said had it not been for Gzeiras HaKasuv, that really the Kibud Avim indeed is Doche Shabbos. Or the Gemara suggests you're a Kohen, and your parent tells you to take a stroll in the Beis HaKvaros. Maybe really that you would listen to the parent. No, Gzeiras HaKasuv again of Kulcham Chayavim Bechodi. Kulcham Chayavim Bechodi. Wow. So the Gemara is bothered by something, the Rashba is bothered by something, the Rashba and the Sugya is bothered by the following. What exactly did the parent tell you? Be Mechalo Shabbos. Be Mechalo Shabbos. It seems clear from the Gemara, that's Kibud Avim. And I really have a dilemma. On the one side Shabbos, one side Kibud Avim, and somehow I need a pasuk to resolve that. The Rashba is bothered. Why is that Kibud Avim? Why is that Kibud Avim? If I ask you what exactly is included in the mitzvah of Kibud Avim, you do the Sugya and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. It's very specific. It's very specific. Kibud Avim means providing vital services to a parent. Machilo, mashkeu, food, drink, malbisho, clothing, manilo, shoes, mevi, motzi, accompanying them in, accompanying them out, vital services, vital services. Since when in the world is being Mechalo Shabbos part of Kibud Avim? Part of Kibud Avim? That's the Rashba's kashya. The Rashba answers in that sugya, you know what? The parent did not say, be Mechalo Shabbos. The parent said, I'm in need of a vital service. I need to eat. That's it. The parent said, I need to eat. And you look around. Now, how do I get food? You know what? There's no food here. In order to access food, I have to be Mechalo Shabbos. There's no food here. You know what? There's a Beis HaKvaros. If I walk into the Beis HaKvaros, you know what? I can access food. That's what the Rashba writes. The case cannot be the parent just simply said, be Mechalo Shabbos. The parent just simply said that, you know what? That walk in a Beis HaKvaros, why not? I would have finished the sentence by saying, that's not Kibud Avim. That's not Kibud Avim. That's not what the Rashba writes. The Rashba writes, that's not the type of Kibud Avim that there's a Havamina of the Chiyas Yisurim that requires a pasuk. Wow. So that's not for today's shiur? No, but as you know from the past. No, that's who the Chazon Ish, the Diuk of the Gaon. It sounds almost like there are two different tiers of Kibud Avim. There's one type of tier of Kibud Avim, which are the vital services, where there's a Havamina of the Chiyas Yisurim. There's another type of Kibud Avim, where despite the fact that it's included in Kibud Avim, for that I don't need a pasuk. For that I don't need a pasuk. So that's not for us now, but that's fascinating. No? The Rashba writes that there are two different tiers of Kibud Avim. And the Havamina of the Gemara that Kibud Avim is doche Isurim, oh, that is only the Kibud Avim of vital services. So there I would think absolutely yes, and that requires a Gzeiras HaKasuv. Well, that is part of the Sugya of Amos Nafim days. Okay, then the Gemara asks the following. Wait a second. You know what? Shabbos. Is a lav sheish poskilo, lav sheish pokaris. You really would apply the principle of esed chalosa say in such cases? No? two brothers marry two sisters. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum is Docha Ochos Isha. By definition, it's Docha Eish Asach. It's Docha Ochos Isha. Why not? Let the mitzvah of Yibum be Docha Alav Sheish Bokaris. Poshum Shad, Yibam Mustafek. No. You don't assume Esse Docha Losa say when it comes to an Isser Kares. Esse Docha Losa say like Kilayim and Tzitzis. Esse Docha Losa say maybe when it comes to Mila Betzaras. Not when it comes to an Aveu, your Chayiv Kares and Skila and Chatas. So again, even if you're dealing with real Kibud Av V'Em, providing vital services, still, why in the world do you require Gzeiras HaKasu? Kibud Av V'Em is not going to be Docha Alav Sheyesh Bo Karas. Wow. Okay. So the Gemara gives a stunning teretz. Yivamos Tafeim Adbeis, Bavim Ad Aleph. You know what? Not every violation of Shabbos has Karis Skila and Chatas. Malachos do. But there are Isurei Shabbos that are forbidden in HaTorah, but there is no Karis. There is no Chatos. There is no Skila. It's allowed. What's an example of that? Mechamer. Mechamer is an example of an Isur Lav on Shabbos, but there's no Karis, no Skila, no Chatos. Oh. So if you're dealing with an Isur Mechamer, which is a Lav, maybe now I would say, Esedo Chalosa say, oh, that's a very legitimate Avamina. And that requires a Gzeres HaKosu to tell us that that indeed is not true. That is not true. That you know what? That Achev Shavsose Tishmaru Kulchem Chayavim Bichodi. Well, so the Gemara picked on Mechamer. Okay. There is a fasting in Mechasinach, Mitzvah Chavdalet. I will tell you the following. You know, Mechamer is an example, but it's not the only example of Isurei Shabbos that don't have Kares and Skila and Chatas. Maybe I could think of other cases as well. No, what about the Isur of Tchumin? Maybe the same thing is true there as well. Machlokes Tanaim, Tchumin Daraisa, Tchumin Drabanan. Even if it's a Din Daraisa, it is not. A Malacha. What about Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Behemta? She says, Kalim, according to Beis Shammai. You can have a whole list of cases where it's forbidden on Shabbos, but it's not the Nisr Malacha. Wow, so interesting. That's the din in Nechasinu, Chavdalet, that maybe what's true of Mechamer is also true when it comes to Tchumim. But the Gemara picks on Mechamer. Maybe one could argue Tchum is different, maybe it's not different, but the Gemara picks on Mechamer. Okay, the Gemara says, in a case of Mechamer, I would have a real hava min of Esed Ochalos HaSeh, and therefore you need a posuk to say, indeed, that's not true. So Tosus is bothered by the following. Wait a second. Our sugya, Shabbos Chof Dalet, Bov Metzid Aflamet Beis, forget about Karas, forget about Skimla, but Shabbos and Yantif is alive and an essay. So again, we shouldn't be able to apply the principle of Esed Ocholos Asay because of our Gemara, Ein Esay, Docholos Asay Vesay. There's an essay of Shabbosom, there's an essay of Tishbos, there's an essay Tosos Ushmartim Esos Shabbos. So still there shouldn't be a Havamin of Esed Ocholos Asay. Not because of Kares. That's what Tosos is about. Why is the Pesach necessary? Why not assume Ein Esay Docholos Asay Vesay? Well, take a look at the Tosos. What do you see from Tosos? That the essay applies to Mechamer. Wow. The essay of Shabbos is not limited to Malacha. It applies to Mechamer. And that's what the Menchasinach writes. If it applies to Mechamer, it should also apply to Tchumim. Well, in other words, all those cases that you have in the Torah where there's no Karis Skila Chatos, but it's allowed. No, it's allowed and an essay. And that's what the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba, there in Yivamos, Dermaskel, Benigmar Meyacha, writes, no, Tosus Kasha does not even begin. Because, of course, there's an essay on Shabbos, there's an essay on Yantif, but you ready? The essay is limited to Lamatas Malachas. It's not just that Mechamer doesn't have Kares and Skil and Chatas, Mechamer doesn't have the essay. The essay simply is a duplicate of the law. Whatever is included in the law is also included in the essay, and that's a law. And then essay. In essay, no chalos, essay, the essay. Once you argue that, you know what, something is not included in Melechet Shabbos, wow, the Rashba writes an important Kiddush, that there's no essay. There's no essay at all. And that's against Osus. Oh, so if I ask you the following, what exactly is included in the Lav? Lamatis Malachas, Karis Kilachatis. Good. What is included in the essay? The essay of Shabbos Yantiv. So one Shita, the Rashba, only Lamatis Malachas. Once you have those secondary, those ancillary Isurei Shabbos that are not Isurei Malacha, there's no kares, there's no skila, there's no chatas, there's no essay. Oh, so that's why the Gemara says that one would have thought that essay del chalos essay. And Tosus disagrees. Tosus maintains that the essay applies even to, wow, cases of Mechamer as well. But the Gemara thought that Kibra Veim is such a mitzvah rabba, maybe it would be del chalav and an essay. But Tosus doesn't budge. Tosus assumes that, you know what, that Mechamer is included indeed in the essay. And as mentioned, that the Sinach writes, I would think the same thing applies to Tchumim. Maybe one could disagree. You know, Mechamer has an upside and a downside. Mechamer has a Chumrah, Mechamer has a Kula. The Kula of Mechamer is, I'm doing nothing. The Malach is done al yidei habehema. Wow, okay. So, I'm detached. The Chumrah, what the animal is doing is a Malacha. When it comes to Tchumim, I'm the one who is violating this, sir. But what I'm doing is not a malacha at all. Maybe one could argue in different directions. Maybe what is true of Mechamer, the Gemara's case, is not true when it comes to Tchumim. Ah, but that's what the Menachos Sinach writes. Why should one indeed distinguish? This is a class. And the class is called Yisurei Shabbos that are not Yisurei Malacha. But that's a very heavy machlokes. The Chiddush of the Rashba against Osus. Okay? I would suggest that, you know what, but the Rashba is not alone. The Rashba is not alone. But this is the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. Who, what, where? Rabbeinu Chananel, Amsach, and Daf Hem, Abayis. The Gemara Amsach, and Daf Hem, Aleph, tells us very, very simply that, you know what, obviously the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Abir Chametz, Ach, B'yom HaRishon, Rishon does not mean on the first day of Pesach. Rishon means prior. Rishon and Chumash can mean prior or former, or it can mean the first. Achron can mean the latter, or it can mean the absolute last. No? Tosas Yontif describes, he was asked by a maskil, by an apikoris, no. Gadol yeh kavod mikdash Rishon yosem in ha'achron. That the second Beis HaMikdash is referred to as the Achron, the last Beis HaMikdash. No. Rishon and Achron often means former and latter. Doesn't mean first, doesn't mean last. No. Here, the Torah tells me Rishon can mean prior, or Rishon can mean the first. No, Achoranim. No. Doesn't always mean trail, doesn't always mean last. How do you know that Api Rishon means Erev Pesach? So Rabbi Akiva says very simply, what do you mean? How do you get rid of chametz? You burn your chametz. Matsino havarashi avmalach. What do you mean? Burning chametz is not malacha? You're not allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. So obviously, that Rishon must mean prior to Pesach. That's the seemingly simple statement of Rabbi Akiva. Matsino havarashi avmalacha. And therefore, burning chametz on Pesach is impossible. Wow. So the Gemara says, you know what? Shmamina mid Rabbi Akiva plus. You see three great, great chidushim deraisa. From that simple statement of Rabbi Akiva that says, Matsinu lahavara shihi av malach. Wow. What are the three dinim deraisa? Number one, in bir chametz of a desreifa. Because if you could get rid of your chametz other ways, flush it, douse it with ammonia, douse it with alcohol, that's not an issur malacha. So therefore, the fact that Rabbi Akiva says that Bir Chametz necessitates in Issur Malacha, you know what that means? Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ein Bir Chametz Ela Bistreifa. Cool. Then the Gemara says something stunning. We're going to have to do this in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Mirtz Hashem soon. Now that Rabbi Akiva denies Mitoch. Because if you hold the principle of Mitoch, it means Meleches Ocho Nefesh is Mutter, even Shalom Letzarek. And even if Shalom L'Tzorech means Shalom L'Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, but there has to be a Tzorech, Bir Chametz is not a Tzorech. Bir Chametz is not a Tzorech. So why not argue it is a Malacha, but you're allowed to engage in love for the purpose of Bir Chametz. The fact that Rabbi Akiva says, no, 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 you know what that means? He denies mitoch. He denies mitoch. Wow, that's stunning. Rabbi Akiva denies mitoch. You know what's stunning? L'chora, that should mean then, we who hold of mitoch, yibbeis, you should be allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. And guess what? We don't hold of that, no? We learned the Gemara, Davar. What happens if a person finds chametz on Pesach? Kofel of a sapli. Cover it up, but don't burn it now. Cover it up, and you'll get rid of it on Chol HaMoed. What? Why cover it up? Burn it. Burn it. After all, we hold of mitoch. And you know, we discussed not so long ago, a huge machlokas, oh, maybe that's only because you did bittul. And if you did bittul, and the whole concern is only shem of the achila, and you're coming up with a kli, so maybe that's why we don't do so. Wow, but we saw, that was a pretty fundamental machlokas rishonim. We saw this in the Ches Mabez. Now, is that called bi'idna, the tiltul chametz, the purpose of bi'ir? Okay, fine. Then the Gemara says, another inference of Rabbi Akiva. You know what you see from Rabbi Akiva? Shabbos Daf Ayin. There's a pretty heavy machlokas. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasi. There's something unusual about burning something on Shabbos. Lo Savar Weish. You know what's so unusual about that? It's a pasuk. That's really unusual for a malacha to be a pasuk. Why in the world does a malacha have to be a pasuk? How do you know you can't write on Shabbos? How do you can't do boder on Shabbos? How do you can't set up Beit Nirin on Shabbos? There's a pasuk. There's no pasuk at all. The Torah says you can't do malacha. And Shabbos lamed, Shabbos mentes. The Gemara in Shabbos has a formula for malacha. Hach dahavi b'mishkan. No? We have a formula. So it's really unusual that the Torah should tell us lo sevar weish. Why exactly is that true? That's a very heavy machlokas, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nassan says the following. Oh, it's not telling you that this is a malacha. I could have known it's a malacha without that. It meets the requirements of Mishkan Chashiva. But you know what? The Torah says this is a single malacha. And just like you're chayev for a single malacha, you're going to chayev for each and every malacha independently. You know what that's called? Chiluk malachas. Chiluk malachas. That's the sheet of Rabbi Nassan. Shabbos Tafayim. Maybe I would have thought that if I violate 10 malachos, behelem echad, it's like eating 10 kazesim of chaylev. If I eat 10 kazesim of chaylev, behelem echad, I'm chayiv one karban. If I do 10 malachos, behelem echad, I'm chayiv 10 karbanos. Why in the world? The answer is Shabbos Achidish, chiluk malachos. Chiluk malachos. What's the source of chiluk malachos? Chiluk malachos must have a malacha, because that's a very great chiddush. If you repeatedly violate the same issur, behelam echad, you're only chayiv once. Why you chayiv multiple chataos when it comes to? The answer is gzeres akasu. What is the gzeres akasu? The Gemara has three possibilities. Rab Nassan says very simply, the Torah singles out lo sevar weish. L'lamad ala klal kuleyatsa. Just like you're chayiv for this independently, you're chayiv for each and every one of Malachas Shabbos independently. The language of the Tosfos read, Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches, Ki Ilu Ksiv Lav Al Kol Malacha Malacha. That's a stunning formulation. It's as though there are 39 Isurim when it comes to Shabbos. It's not one Isur. Ki Ilu Ksiv Lav Al Kol Malacha Malacha. Wow. So the Torah offsets one Malacha, Lo Sevar Weish, and the Torah gives you a formula, and it's as though there are 39 Isurei Shabbos. Wow. You know what the Chiddush of that the Tosfos read is? Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches. The relationship between one malach and another malach on Shabbos are different yisurim. Shemos mechulaki. Doing boder and kosev is like eating chaylev and drinking dam. Two different yisurim entirely. That's an important chiddush. Not for now, but that's a very, very important chiddush. Chiluk malachos. What's another possibility? Why the Torah singles out those of Raweish? That's Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, maybe it sounds at first class ironic, but no. If I ask you, why did the Torah have to single out Muhammad? Why did the Torah have to single out Tchumim? Why did the Torah have to single out Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Behemto, Shvisas Kem according to Beis Shammai? Why can't you use the formula? You know what the answer is? Formula. It's not a malacha. You can use the formula of Mishkan Chashiva for Lametes Malachos. This is not the malacha. If it's not a melacha, how in the world do you know that it's aser? Obviously, you require a gzeres hakasuv. What sounds a little ironic is that which is mefurish for kara is going to be an iser lav. And that which is based on the formula, the drasha, you're going to be chayiv skila. But okay, obviously the secondary isurei Shabbos require a makar, require a makar. Wow, so Rabbi Yossi says the fact that the Torah singles out lo sevaro eish means it's like mechamer. It's not a melacha. It's not a melacha. You know what that's called? Havara lelav yatzas. The reason the Torah singles out lo sevaro eish, it's only a lav. Only, yeah, you're not chayiv kares. You're not chayiv skila. You're not chayiv chatas. That's a huge nafkamina, no? A person sets a fire on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Nosson, he's chayiv skila. According to Rabbi Yosei, it's an israelav. Let me ask you the following. Is there more to the machlokas Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yosei than just that fact? That fact is enough, no? That's enough for me. You're chayiv skila according to Rabbi Nosson and not according to Rabbi Yosei. Good. But is there more to it? Is there more to it? I'll tell you something that's incredible, right? When we learn that sugya, yeah, there's a whole world to the machlokas above and beyond the starting point of whether there is kares and whether there is not. So we won't go through everything, no? But this sugya, no? Psachim dafe. The Gemara thought that, you know what? Maybe you could burn chametz on Pesach? No. You cannot do that. Why not? Rabbi Kiva says, because matzino var shiyav malacha. So the shmamina of the Gemara is, you see that Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Nasa. You see that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Nasa. That's not so simple. Why do I see that at all? I understand the other inferences of the Gemara. You see, you have to burn chametz. Good. You see, he denies mitzvah. Good. How do you see that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Nasa? How do you agree with Rabbi Nasa? Because if I were to ask you, you know, what is the machlokas, Rabbi Nasa? And Rabbi Yossi, they all agree it's aser. It's just, you know, how chamor is it? Is it a chiyuv skila or is it an iser lav? Okay. That's pretty important. But where do you see that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nosson? That's Dosa's discussion. They both agree it's aser. So, what's the inference of the Gemara? So one Teres Tosus gives really plays down this Hokasha. And Tosus says, fine, you're right. That diuk of the Gemara, that Rabbi Kiva holds the Rabbi Nosson, is just a diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara. In the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva. What was the quote of Rabbi Kiva? You know what the quote of Rabbi Kiva is? Matsinu lehavara shihi av malacha. Rabbi Kiva used the word av malacha. It's an av malacha. If Rabbi Kiva would have said Matsinu lahavara shehi asura, I wouldn't know if he holds like Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi. They both agree that it's asura. But that was not his choice of words. Rabbi Kiva's choice of words was Matsinu shi av malacha. If you call lo sevaroish an av malacha, well, obviously that aligns yourself with Rabbi Nosson, not Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's asura, but he wouldn't call it an av malacha. It's not one of the lamentes malachos. I wouldn't call it an av malacha. Oh, so you know what that means? That deal, the first deal, bir chametz v'sreifa, is a deal for halacha. The deal of mitoch is a deal for halacha. The deal that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nosson is just a deal on the lashon of Rabbi Akiva. He uses the words av malacha. Okay. Oh, and then Tosus writes a bombshell, unbelievable. No. This will seem as Sechus Beitza, Tosus Dachav, Gimel Amar Aleph. I'll tell you another nafkamina between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi. One nafkamina is on Shabbos, is the Chiyuv Skila or is it Nisrullah? Good. Oh, now I'll tell you another nafkamina. Incredible. Does this Isser apply on Yantiv? Does the Isser Bosavaro Eish apply on Yantiv? Does this Isser apply on Yantiv? Whoa. Tosus Beitza, Chav Gimel, what's Yerushalmi? What applies on Yantiv? I know Malach applies on Yantiv. Because the Torah says Malach is Asur on Shabbos. Now on Yantiv, the Torah says, Kom Leches Avod, Los Asur. So I know Maleches Avod is Asur. can I include Lo Savar Weish in Kol Meleches Avoda? You know what the answer is? If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, who says? Meleches Avoda, it's not a Malacha. It's an Isser Lav. According to Rabbi Nassan, that it's a Malacha, Malacha is not only forbidden on Shabbos, Malacha is forbidden on Yantin. But if you hold it's not a Malacha, it's like that second class. Who says the second class is Asin Yantin? Lo Savaru Eish B'chomosh V'seichem B'yama Shabbos. There's a separate Isser on Shabbos. It only applies on Shabbos. It doesn't apply on Yantiv. Whoa. That's a stunning Kiddush. There's no Isser Lo Savar Weish on Yantiv. That's huge. Oh, so the diuk then that Rabbi Akiva must hold like Rabbi Nassan is not just because Rabbi Akiva chose the words Av Malacha. The Isser doesn't exist on Yantiv. It doesn't exist on Yantiv. Okay? Well, of course you use the word Av Malacha because the reason it exists on Yantiv is because it's an Av Malacha. But if it wouldn't be an Av Malacha, it wouldn't be on Yantiv. Okay? Wow. So that's pretty stunning. A person wants to go ahead and light a flame. Right? On Yantiv. The way we assume Malacha like Rabbi Nassan, you have to justify that. That has to be justified by Ochel Nefesh. That has to be justified by Mitoch. According to Rabbi Yossi, Tosa says you don't need any justification. There's no Isser. There's no Isser at all. Wow. So that's something which is stunning. Okay? Rabbi Nachmanel just writes something very cryptic. Very, very cryptic. Oh, Shema Mina, Havaras L'chalek Yatzis. You see that Rabbi Kuhol's like Rabbi Nasa. Why? Rabbi Nachmanel writes, because he's Sal Kedaitach L'lav Yatzis. Because if you would think that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, Tesi Esei, the Hashbos Haschametz, the Lidchila of the Havar. Let's apply Esei the Chalos Hase. Whoa. That's Rabbi Nachmanel. No. This is a proof that Rabbi Kiva must have like Rabbi Nassan. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, bir chametz would be allowed on Pesach because of Esed Ochalos Hase. The mitzvah of bir chametz should be dealt with Yisrael, Osav Arweish. It does apply in Yantiv. But under this circumstance, the Tzorach mitzvah, bir chametz, apply the principle of Esed Ochalos Hase. So what exactly is Rabbi Nachmanel saying? You know, at first glance, it sounds difficult. You know, maybe at first glance what comes to mind, but that's dead wrong. Is that, well, if it's Nisr Kares, like Rabbi Nassan, you can't say Yesid Ocholos Hase. And this is not Dovla, it's Shishwa Kares. If it's a Lav, then Yesid Ocholos Hase. So that's absolutely wrong. Okay. On Shabbos, there's a Machlokes Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. Whether Lo Sahara Weish is Kares or whether it's a Lav. On Yantiv, there's no Kares on Yantiv. There's no Skil on Yantiv. There's no Chatas on Yantiv. On Yantiv, Lach is a Lav. Lach is a Lav. So what exactly is Rabbi Nachmanel referring to? That according to Rabbi Nassan, you can't say Yesed Ocholos Hase? And according to Rabbi Yossi, you can say Yesed Ocholos Hase? Really, the application of Yesed Ocholos Hase is dependent on Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yossi. You know what the Pshan Rabbi Nachmanel is? The Rashba. That's Pshat Rabbi Nachmanel, the Rashba. Wow. That's beautiful. No? That's Pshat. The Rashba writes, you can never apply Yesed Ocholos Hase in Yantiv. Our Gemara, Ein Yesed Ocholos Hase v'Hase. You're right. But what's the Chiddush of the Rashba? The essay only applies to Lamed Tes Halachos. The essay only applies to Malacha. Now they ask the following question. When a person is going to be Mevayer his Chametz, Sreifa, is there an essay? If there would be an essay, then in Esed Ocholos Hase v'Esei, the mitzvah Tashbisu cannot be doch a lav v'Esei. If there is no essay, if it's just a lav, guess what? Bir chametz Esed Ocholos Hase. So that's a critical question: is there an essay when it comes to Lo Savar Weish? You know what the answer is? The Rashba. It depends on whether it's a malacha or whether it's not. If it's a malacha, there's an essay. If it's not a malacha, there's no essay.
That's the machlokes.
Rabbi Nos, Rabbi Yossi. If it's a malacha, the main nafkamina. On Shabbos, you're chayv skila. But a secondary nafkamina, is there an essay or is there not? Good, on Yantif, there's no skila. But there is an essay when it comes to Yantif. So according to Rabbi Hassan, Havari is alav and an essay on Yantif. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's only alav. L'may nafkamina, whether it's alav or whether it's alav, an essay? Essay dochalos essay. That's Rabbi Nachmanel. If we would hold like Rabbi Yossi, let the mitzvah of bir chametz be doche lo sevar oesh. And why wouldn't that work according to Rabbi Nachman? Not because there's skila. No, the fact that there's skila on Shabbos indicates it's a malacha. And if it's a malacha, there's also an essay on Shabbos, and an essay when it comes to yantif as well. That's pshat Rabbi Nachmanel. No. That's Rabbi Nachmanel writes that the raya of the Gemara is not like any of those possibilities of Tosus. Tosus is possibility that there's a diuk and lashon haGemara. No, that's not true. What's Tosus' other possibility? That maybe it only applies on Shabbos, not on Yantif. No, that's not true. It applies on Yantif. But on Yantif, is it just a lav or is it a lav and an essay? That depends on whether it's a malacha and whether it's not. So beautiful. The fact that Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to be sarkar chametz in Yantif means ein essay d'chalos essay b'essay or Gemara, and therefore it means lo savaru eish is subject to the essay of Shabbos Yantif, and that's only true according to Rabbi Nachman, not true according to Rabbi Yossi. No, that's beautiful. No, that's the chiddush Rabbi Nachman in one line. You take like Rabbi Echad Tzarechi and Gadol. It's poshut pshat. No, whoa, that's exactly the chiddush of Rabbi Nachman. Okay, so far you have a couple of sheets. The sheet of the Rashba, the sheet of Rabbi Nachman, that the essay of Shabbos Yantov is limited to Malacha. Good. The sheet of Tosos, the Furish and Tosos, it applies even to Mechamer, and the possibility in Chesina Chavdalet that Mechamer represents a class of Isure Shabbos and Isure Yantif that are not Isure Malacha, but are forbidden. And therefore that also is considered to be an essay. Wow, that's very, very important. You know what I would tell you? That's exactly why Tosos, from some Hema Beis, did not give this teretz of Rabbi Yochanan. Because Tosus assumes that the essay, is not limited to Yisrael Malacha. The essay would apply even to Mechamer. If it applies to Mechamer, I would say, Poshub Shah, that the essay would apply to the Savar Weish according to Rabbi Yossi. No? That's exactly why Tosus does not give the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan. You with me? I would even go a step further. I would say that, you know what? There's a difference between Mechamer and Lo Sevar Oesh. What's the starting point? You know what I would suggest? You ready? That Mechamer and Lo Sevar Oesh come from opposite extremes. There's a pasuk that says Mechamer is us. There's a pasuk that says Lo Sevar Oesh is us. Good? Let's say Rabbi Yossi. There's a pasuk that says Lo Sevar Oesh is an issur lav. What would you have said if there wouldn't be a pasuk? If there wouldn't be a pasuk of Tchumin, there wouldn't be a pasuk of Mechamer. What would you have said? What would you have said if there wouldn't be a pasuk of Lo Sevar Oesh? You know what one could suggest? I would have said opposites. The opposites. No? If I wouldn't have a pasuk of Tchumin, you know what I would have said? Tchumin is mutter. If I wouldn't have had a pasuk of Mechamer, you know what I would have said? Mechamer is mutter. Comes the pasuk, notches up, no? That which I would have thought is mutter is aser. The Torah is notching up. Let's just say I didn't have the pasuk of Lo Sevar Oesh. Well, what's troubling Rabbi Yossi? Why in the world is the Torah says Lo Sevar Oesh? You don't need a pasuk. The fact that the Torah says Levash Oesh, you know what? That's coming to tell you a chiddush that there's no kares. You know what I would tell you? The pasuk according to Rabbi Yossi is notching down. If I didn't have the pasuk, I would have said it's a malacha. The pasuk is downgrading. In Mechamer, the pasuk upgrades. What would the starting point have been without Gzeiras HaKasuv? Well, and maybe one could suggest a chiddush that even if there is no essay when it comes to Mechamer, there is an essay according to Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Los Avaroish. Because when it comes to Los Avaroish, you know, I would say, despite the fact it was found in the Mishkan, the pasuk notches down. Mechamer, without the pasuk, I wouldn't say it's aser at all. So even if you're going to argue that there is no essay when it comes to cases of Mechamer, maybe one could argue there is an essay when it comes to Sevarawish, even according to Rabbi Yossi. That's what Shagas Aryeh writes. Maybe there's an essay even according to Rabbi Yossi, because the Pasuk is downgrading. But the starting point is it's Bechlal HaMalachos. Wow, wow. But I would say that's all against Rabbi Nechananel. Rabbi Nechananel is clear, no, that there wouldn't be a problem with essay Dechalos essay. There's no essay, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Okay. So far, two main Shitas. What is included in the essay? In the essay. Then you come across the Ramban. No? Vayikra Chav Gimel, Pasal Chav Dalet. The Ramban's magnificent Hagdara of the essay de Shabbosim. Essay to Shabbosim. Even including the Marmakamos now, the Ritva. A Ritva Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, where the Ritva writes, V'zu Margolis Shabiyadeinu Mirabeinu Ramban. This is a pearl, this is a gem. This is a gem that we're zochet to have from the Ramban. Now, that's how the Ritva characterizes this Ramban. That's the Ramban that I've often mentioned. No? And that is that, you know, if you know Malachas Meshabbos well enough, you could skirt malacha, and your day could be an absolute day of chol. No? You know, so many of the sugyas, no? Beit Zadaf Lamed Vav Mebeis, Mekal Chomemkar, Inisid Rabbanan, riding a horse, Inisid Rabbanan, no? So imagine like Rabban rides, how do you get to work? A horse, no? How do you do business? Kinyanim. So imagine I'll tell a person, go to work and do your kinyanim. Is it really true to assume that really is Shmira Shabbos? That really is Shmira Shabbos? Maybe you could avoid Yisrei Malacha. But the Ramban writes, Chanuyos Psuchos. The business world is open. The market is running. That's only an Issid Rabbanan of Mekach Omenkar. How indeed can that be? How can that be? Take a look at the Echadush Sheikh Sam Sofer. I hear in Beitza. Daf from above my base. It's found in the Chuvist of Sam Sofer. How can that be? How can that? Amir La Alko, we discussed it late. Daf of. That's an Issid Rabban. I tell a guy to, you know what, do a single malach. A single malach. Let's assume I schlep the guy with me. And I do a regular business day. And you know, those things that are malachas d'araisa, I'll do ayyidei akum. That's Shmir Shabbos. So the whole takeaway of Shabbos is just have a guy accompany you and you can do anything. No? Without a guy, okay, you know, so just do business. Just ride your horse. But don't. And the Ramban goes a step further. What about the mefanech chafetza, mipina lepina? You know what? Rearrange all the furniture in your house. You're home anyway. So, you know, remodel. But in Isra Votsa, in your house, the Ramban writes, all of that is included in the essay, the Shabbosim. All of that is included in Esrei Shabbosim. Wow, that's something which is stunning. All that is included in Esrei Shabbosim. The essay, the Shabbosim, embraces non-malacha. And what exactly is the Hagdara? The Ramban uses the term, Meleches Tircha V'Amel. Anything that is arduous, anything that is like an activity, Meleches Tircha V'Amel. Tircha V'Amel. Now, sports on Shabbos. Now, you know, that's not Meleches Tircha V'Amel. Now, that's not Meleches Tircha V'Amel. And the Ramban writes, that's Esed HaRaisa. So you know what? No skila, no karis, no chatos. But that's an essay. That's an essay. The essay. That's what the Rambam writes. right, in Perchav Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos, when the Rambam we discussed describes the whole concept of Muktzah. Muktzah is not merely a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan Atul Otzah. We discussed the Tosos and the Chesem and Aleph. No? But what do you mean? You're going to be Metal to Muktzah? Or Bital Hatam HaKasav Batar Laman Yanuf? That's an Uvta D'Chol. And, you know, you move a penny, that's Tilta Muktzah. You spend Shabbos counting all your pennies, you cross a line that, you know what, flies in the face of the Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos has to be a Shvisa HaNikeres. That's like the Rambam. The Rambam phrases it somewhat differently. The Rambam phrases it in terms of Uvda D'chol. The Rambam phrases it in terms of Meleches Tircha V'Amel. No, I would say Baal includes both of those things. No, hard to think that it doesn't. Hard to think that it doesn't. No, oh, the field is surrounded by mechitzas, and hard to think that it doesn't. No, how can that be? That's the Ramban. That's the Ramban. You know what the great chiddush the Ramban is that the essay of Shabbos has a life of its own, above and beyond Yisrael Malacha. Oh, we have the Rash, but it's limited to Yisrael Malacha. We have Tosfos that applies to Yisurei Shabbos. Yisurei Shabbos. That's not Yisurei Malacha, but if the Torah says, Mechamer Zasser, Yisurei Shabbos. Ooh. Now you have the Ramban that goes a step further. The essay embraces something that otherwise is not included in an essay. It has a life of its own. A life of its own. Wow. That's a third sheet. The essay has a life of its own. Wow. I'll tell you possibly a fourth shita. Possibly a fourth shita. The Rambam, Perachav Aleph, Evocha Shabbos. The Rambam writes the following. Perachav Aleph, Evocha Aleph. Nemar betorah tishpos. The Torah goes out of its way and says, tishpos. You know what that means? Afilu midvaram shen einan malacha. You have to be shoveis from things that are not malachas at all. And then the Rambam writes, Dvarim harbe she'asru chachamim mishum shvus. And on this basis, the chachamim tell you, don't do this and don't do that. Whoa. What does that mean exactly? The Rambam emphasizes, you know what? Ooh, there is Shabbosom, there's Tishbos, and included in that are things that are not malachos at all. No, so the Magid Mishnah writes the following. Number one, Magid Mishnah writes, The Ramban. Magid Mishnah writes, V'kach kosev Ramban. No? Okay. Pirush al HaTorah, the Ramban. And then the Magid Mishnah even goes a step further. Oh, Tia Kavanas Rabbeinu. Maybe the Rambam even needs more than that. Shvusim shel divrehem. Even Yisuri D'Rabbana. Even Yisuri D'Rabbana. Wow. When the Chachamim said, you know, this is Aser, and the Chachamim are working with the Hagdara of Shabbosom or Tishbos. Wow. Shabbosom and the Yisurei D'Rabbanan, they're included in Shabbosom and Tishbos. That's stunning. Even Yisurei D'Rabbanan at times can be included in Shabbosom and Tishbos. Wow, that's stunning. And that means Isuri Drabanan and Shabbos, the language of the Magid Mishnah is Smach min HaTorah mitishbos. It's rooted in the Pasuk of Tishbos. Wow. That's a step beyond the Ramban. The Rambam writes, there are things that are forbidden on Shabbos that are not at all the Isuri Malachim. Oh, so one possibility of the Mishnah writes, it means like the Ramban. The other possibility is maybe even Isuri Drabanan. The Isuri Drabanan of Shabbos live in a different world than typically Suri Drabanan. Because the Torah says Tishvos, the Torah says Shabbosom. So far, that could be four Shittas. No? The extreme of the Rashba is limited to Yisuri Malacha. The next possibility, no, Yisuri Torah. Even Mechamer, okay, Tosos. The next possibility, a life of its own, like the Ramban. The next possibility, the Magid Mishnah is beer in the Rambam, that you know what? O tia kavanas Rabbeinu for shvusim shel divrehem. Wow. That's pretty wide. And now I'll suggest the following, that maybe there's a fifth sheet. And that's referred to a couple weeks ago. Now, a fifth sheet. There's something troubling. Tosus is bothered here. The Ramban is bothered on Shabbos and Daf Chav Dalet, but the Tosus here, Kesem Abeis. That's Sugya Eina Seidot Chalosa Seve Esei. Shabbos Chav Dalet. You know what the theme of the Sugya is? Ein Sarfim Kadshim Yant. Sreifas Kadshim is a mitzvah. Why in the world is that not allowed on Yantim? Why do we assume that the Sreifa is Kadshim? You have Truma Temeya that requires Sreifa. Do not do that on Yantim. Why not? But Eishti Sreifim. Let that be allowed on Yantim. Let that be allowed on Yantim. So it's very surprising, that's what our Tosus is bothered by now. The Gemara in Shabbos Chavdan has four reasons. Four reasons. Chizkiah says it's based on Shmos Yubeis. The Pasuk uses the term Ad Boker twice. That means Litain Boker Shein Nisrefasa. You have to wait until the next morning, Cholamoy. The next day. Abayi says another Gzera Sakasa, Parshas Pinchas, B'merchav Ches, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato, V'lo Olas Chol B'Shabbos. Okay? Rava says, oh, the Pasuk of Ocha Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeseh Lochem, Levado, it's a meal. And all of a sudden, Rav Ashi says, what in the world? What do you mean that Yantif is alive and an essay, and a Siddur Chalosa, save essay, Ar Gemara. No? That's what Tosus is bothered by. No? Tosus asks himself, so, Chesem Abeis, Ar Tosus, no? Who's speaking in Ar Gemara? No? Rava, no? So, Yantif Esib Lochasei, Ella Amarava. Rava gave earlier Teres. Rava was the one who said, Hu Levado. Rava was not the Bala Memra, Rav Ashi, who says, Eina Siddur Chalosa Seve Esei. No? That's what Tosus is bothered by. But this sounds stunning, no? This sounds stunning. That you really mean to say what? It's Machlokes between Rav Ashi on the one hand and Chizkiah and Abayi and Rav on the other hand. Whether there's an essay. That's really the Machlokes. I understand you have many shittos from what's included in the essay. Here we're talking about real malacha. And someone's going to disagree and say that Yantif is not an essay. Real malacha. We've never had a shittah that way. No? Malacha and more. How much more? Deus. No? But malacha. So why in the world would anyone disagree with Rav Ashi? Obviously. You can't be served Kadshim Yantif because Ein Esed Ochalosa Seve Esei. So the Ramban writes, Tosus, that apparently there are those that hold those, Chizki, Abai, Rava, that maybe that's not true. What do you mean that's not true? What's not true? There's no essay. What do you mean? How can that possibly be? So perhaps someone could suggest like the stunning possibility. That's what the Marischias writes. Take a look at the back of Mar Shabbos, Kufya Dawa Beis. You can't say they disagree, there's no essay. There's no essay on Yantif. The Rambam has seven essays on Yantif. No? There's no essay. What, you just ignore Parsha Semor? There's no essay. Of course there's an essay. But now I'm going to tell you like a stunning Kiddush. That's Mefurish in Marischias. Maybe the essay only applies to non-malacha. If you're dealing with malacha, you're chayiv skil on Shabbos, you're chayiv malchus on Yantif, what do you need anything more for? Yeah. Yeah, imagine a guy, skila, okay, I'm okay with skila. You tell the guy, but it's also an essay. Whoa, an essay, you know? You turn to the guy and say, what, are you nuts? He says, no, that Ramban, you know? I'm an Abba guy, I'm not a Yira guy, no? Ramban, say Remitzus, no? The Ramban and Aseret HaDibros, no? Live them are Yira, Yira is not for me, no? But Ramban says, an essay is Abba, you know what? So, the fact is, Achiv Skila, that doesn't bother me. But you're telling me there's an essay, Gevaldik, not like, yeah, like, you know? you take the kind of therapy. Now, like, hey, work it out. Now, there is Yira. Now, life is not only about Ava, love conquering all. No, there's a Midasayim. That's clear. No? Okay. So this is an incredible possibility. It means that anything that's included in the love is not included in Esse. Like we suggested with that Rambam about Tzitzos Baharis. If something is Mefurish, Olam, Daraisa, you need the essay. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't you dare cut off that nega. So I didn't listen to the Kohen when I cut off the nega. You didn't listen to the Kohen, Kohol Asher Yoru. The Pasuk says, no Yikos Barasa. No, like done. Like, is it so necessary to have, sometimes yes. But that's the Chiddush that the Marsyas writes. That's exactly the point. That it's not so obvious that the essay applies to the lav and more. That's the Chiddush of our Gemara. That's the Chiddush of Ravashi. What would be wrong with somebody saying, that's not obvious at all to me? And therefore, malacha and yantif is a lav. Riding a horse and doing business is an essay. But malacha is a lav. And I can invoke an essay del chalos essay. Oh, and that's for me the pasuk of Boker. Mite Boker shin esref aso. So that would be a fifth shita. That's pretty incredible. That the essay begins when love comes to an end. You know why this is also a chiddush? We discussed, we'll have to just pick up. Now, oh, the Ran, remember, Kedushin, Yodala Bezin, Daf Yarif, the Tos Kedushin, Daf Lamadalid. Are women chayiv in the essay of Shabbos? Women chayiv in the essay of Yom Tov. What was the chiddush of the Ran? Well, of course, because it's also alive. It's also alive. And if you're chayiv in the lab, there's an essay, you know what? There's an overlap. And therefore, whoever's obligate in lab is obligate in the essay. Remember? Let me ask you a fascinating question. What if the lab and the essay are not identical? What if the lab is limited to this, lamedes malachos, and the essay applies to this and that? But the only reason women are chayiv in the essay is because they're chayiv in the lav, is it so obvious they're going to be chayiv in all elements of the essay? That you have to know. That would be a great chiddush. Are women chayiv in the essay of Shabbos? You know what the answer is? Half. The part that overlaps the lav, I would say yes. The part that it's a life of its own, maybe not. All right, this will have to take a look. But so far, no. Five shittas, exactly in the scope of the essay of Shabbos and Tishbos. Thank you.